this bulletin. A state of emergency declared in New South Wales as bushfires continue to burn in that state and Queensland. Australians pause to honour those lost at war on Remembrance Day. And in football, Liverpool are now 8 points clear atop the English Premier League table after beating Manchester City. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The New South Wales government has declared a state of emergency for the next 7 days due to bushfires. It's the first time such a status has been invoked since 2013. The current fires have so far claimed 3 lives in New South Wales and destroyed more than 150 homes. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister David Elliott says this could be the most dangerous bushfire week Australia has ever seen. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she has declared the emergency event so New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons can lead firefighting efforts.
I've accepted the advice of Commissioner Fitzsimmons and declared a state of emergency across New South Wales. This means that Commissioner Fitzsimmons has authority to undertake whatever he needs to do, whatever decision he needs to take, to ensure that we protect life and property as much as possible.
More than 100 people, including 20 firefighters, have been injured in the fires. And 50 bushfires are burning in Queensland. Firefighters from Tasmania are being organised to relieve local crews on the ground. The main focus is on a fire that's burning out of control southwest of Yeppoon in central Queensland. It's destroyed 8 homes and burned 11,000 hectares. Assistant Commissioner of the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service, Steve Smith, says conditions are not yet safe enough for evacuated residents to return home.
Our main goal is to contain the fire, one, but also get people back to normality and back into their homes wherever possible. But we can't do that at the expense of their safety. So we're seeing right now areas that burnt 2 days ago reigniting in some of those unburnt pockets, which is making it challenging to move the community back into their homes.
The effort of firefighters on the ground is being backed up by air support. Conditions have improved today but are expected to worsen again tomorrow and Wednesday when strong winds and high temperatures are forecast. The decision on whether George Pell can appeal against his child sex abuse conviction in the High Court will be handed down this week. The High Court will make its announcement on whether it will hear the case at 9:30 on Wednesday morning. 78-year-old Cardinal Pell, Australia's most senior Catholic Church official, was found guilty last year of sexual abuse. The Victorian Court of Appeal upheld the convictions in August, leaving the High Court of Australia as Cardinal Pell's final avenue of appeal. Pell's lawyers argue the Victorian Court of Appeal made 2 errors in dismissing the appeal. In football, Liverpool coach Jurgen Klopp is playing down his side's big early lead at the top of the English Premier League standings. Liverpool has beaten two-time defending champions Manchester City 3-1 in Liverpool. The victory takes them to 8 points clear at the top of the standings and 9 points clear of Manchester City. Liverpool is one of the English football's most successful ever clubs, but have never won the Premier League since its inception in 1992. Klopp says the only thing that really matters is who is on top of the table at the end of the season next May.
That's crazy. 9 points, you cannot imagine if that something like this happened. But it's not important, because who wants to be first in early November? We want to be first if then in May and not early November. So that's, we all know that, but we don't have to say that because it's anyway clear. We just try what we can. In the end, we will see what happens. But the pressure or whatever is not there yet.
Last season, Liverpool was 10 points clear atop the table at one stage, but were ultimately leapfrogged by Manchester City. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 33. Adelaide, cloudy, 18. Melbourne, a few showers and windy, 17. Hobart, a shower or two and 15. Canberra, windy and 27. Wollongong, windy with a late cool change, 36. Sydney, much the same, 37. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 37. Brisbane, sunny, 34. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.